Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon Australia, we are halfway there, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, I'm glad it's today and not yesterday.
Hello, Tommy Little.
I didn't enjoy yesterday.
I need to apologise for my actions.
Yeah, you do actually. A friend said to me, text me after the show yesterday, and all the text message said was, Tommy didn't want to be there today, did he? No, he didn't.
I think they've used cunning detective work and they've heard my words of me saying, I don't want to be here. And they've put two and two together and worked that out.
Mate, you should be happy you've got a job like this.
I'm very...
You could be doing a job that you hate and be, you know...
Yesterday I was doing a job.
All right, remember new Tommy. Today we're
yeah,
happy
Yeah, I am. I'm happy to
in
be
fact,
here.
In fact, I think that was the first time I've ever seen you in a real grump.
That's good.
You've gone 10 months without showing me that side of you.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you've shown it to me now,
and
though,
I've
haven't
been
you?
Saving it up, and now it's for the rest of the year. No, I've got some fun for you today.
Oh, what?
Well, we've got Taylor Swift. We are going to announce the one person that we send with a friend to the other side of the world for the ultimate Taylor Swift fan experience. Selena has been amazing this whole time.
Thank God you're in a good mood for this. Imagine if you were in yesterday's mood when we gave out the winner the prize, and you were like, you're off to see Taylor Swift's new album be released.
You're going somewhere else. Can you take me? Also, I've got something amazing for you up next that I think you're really going to like.
Okay.
It is a friend of ours.
A mutual friend. Oh, we're such good friends now. We have mutual friends.
Well, yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, the best mate show. Who revealed something that you know about this person, but was a secret to his grandma. And finally, after years and years and years, he told her.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's a twist to it.
I don't even know the person you're talking about, and I'm intrigued.
I'll tell you what there is in this story. There's secrecy.
Yeah.
There's a bit of sexy stuff.
Oh.
And there's death.
Oh.
And it's coming up next.
Okay.
What a tease. God, I had a bad day,
glad
but
you're
I'm back.
Back. Welcome back.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we need to talk about what just happened then, because you had a sneeze coming.
Yeah.
Did you look at the lights to make it come or to stop it?
No, it did make it come.
Oh, so it could get out of your system.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love sneezing. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Wow.
In fact, I'm only a one sneezer. I'm not a multiple sneezer, and I'm really disappointed about that.
You know, because six equals a...
Does it?
Yeah, that's what they reckon.
Even
they reckon
one gives me a little tingle.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because they reckon it's the closest bodily, it's a slow build-up, quick release feeling of, you know.
Yeah.
Is that why you're now lighting up a cigarette? And texting your friends, bragging about the sneeze you just had? Hey, I promise you a story.
Yeah, you've teased me with some grapes.
I promise you secrecy.
Yep. Bit of sauciness.
Bit of sauciness, we won't mention the last one.
Do you ever
talk in your sleep?
I don't know. Chris says I do, but...
That probably means you do.
No, but he says that I don't say anything clearly.
Oh, you
just talk.
I had a friend that pretended she would talk in her sleep, but she was actually pretending.
And to talk in her sleep?
Yeah, and what? So she'd say things that she wanted him to pick up on. So she'd be like, I don't want to go to your parents' house for dinner.
I just don't feel he loves me.
Well, this sleep talking is quite a common thing.
Yeah.
But what our mutual friend told me yesterday was something that I haven't really heard about before. It's the opposite of that.
Who's our mutual friend?
Works here.
Oh, you're not going to tell me their name?
No.
So I have to guess.
You know who it is.
Hold on, write it down on a piece of paper. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And and so he was telling me yesterday,
okay.
His grandma, 97 years old.
Oh,
right? And
that's a good innings.
That's a remarkable innings, which is why I don't feel like this is a sad story.
Okay.
A remarkable innings. He said she lived an amazing life.
Great.
And just before she slipped into unconsciousness, and he was the last person to see her.
Oh, and he's such a good grandchild as well. He's a good friend. He's a good everything. Like, he'd be there by your side. He would have been with his grandma right to the very end.
Yeah. Actually said they didn't get along.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's the other one.
Oh, because he's like the most amazing friend ever.
He's a beautiful man and an amazing friend. Yeah, but he said that it didn't get along.
I made the assumption he was a good grandchild, maybe not.
Nah. And so he had no qualms. He goes, oh, mate, and I've never told her that I'm gay. And he goes,
right.
What would you think? Your last words would usually be, love you.
Love you.
He goes, oh, well, grandma, anyway, I lay with men.
What?
That's what he said to her as she's unconscious. And then, boop, carks
it. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I mean,
he goes, I said, do you reckon it was the revelation that you were
that knocked her over the edge?
He goes, oh no, I hope so.
Oh, well, I guess if you'd endured a life where you didn't feel like your grandmother accepted you.
Also, again,
maybe that's what she deserves on the way out.
But also, 97, great effort to get that far. Here's what I want to know. What have you told someone when they're asleep?
Oh, so not what have you said when you're sleeping. What have you told somebody else when they're asleep?
When they're asleep. Because there's this idea that still permeates and goes into your brain, right? You know how people listen to tapes when they sleep in the hope to acquire more knowledge and stuff like this? Yeah, there's always...
Exhausting.
I think they're scams, to be honest, but there's always like language learning ones and stuff like that.
So if you put on like Spanish while you sleep at night, all of a sudden you'll pick up
learning
Spanish.
And then you wake up and you're like, hola, doll. Bloody hell, this works.
Okay, so you want people... So I'm might be sleeping and then you roll over and say a whole lot of stuff you've been wanting to tell me and then it just seeps in and then, right.
No, I actually wanted to do the radio show with just Buzz, right, while you sleep. What? While you're sleeping.
I don't understand.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you while you're sleeping.
But I'm awake.
But this is why I'm doing it while you're sleeping, because you're awake, you're really annoying like this.
No, I don't get it.
But that's the kind of things, anyway. Oh, gosh.
13, 10, 60.
We're going to have to actually act this out. Carrie, you're going to have to go to sleep.
Okay.
And we're gonna
put me out. I'll have a little nap for the rest of the show.
No, don't.
And then you guys 13, can 10, talk 60, about me.
Because I don't know if this is a thing, but I'm assuming that people do try and tell people stuff in their sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, give us a call.
Sounding, I don't this, think this is
I thought
a thing.
This sounded.
But I thought this sounded weird. Like you're just sitting on the side of someone's bed and telling them stuff while they're asleep.
Yeah, I thought this when I practiced this story in my head, I thought it sounded so sane. And now you're looking at me like a madman, and I'm doubting everything.
I thought
everything.
We were doing a segment on what have you said in your sleep. So I'm so confused.
No, it's what did you say to someone when they were asleep?
And we're getting calls as well. So 13 10 60. What did you tell them while they were asleep?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
My mate. His grandma passed away, and just as she was unconscious and about to pass away, he finally revealed to her that he is gay.
Mm.
And he reckons that could be the thing that knocked her off her perch, and he doesn't mind that.
But he doesn't like her, and he was happy to see her go.
Yes, but I thought, is this something that happens more often? Because guys, in particular, I reckon, will tell people things when they're asleep, their missus, and then if she'll go, hey, you never told me that. They'll go, yeah, I told you. You were just out
I've just gone out with the boys all weekend.
Yeah.
I did tell you, remember? You were just asleep.
You don't listen.
We've got Tamara on the line. Tamara, what have you told someone while they were sleeping?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
So pretty much exactly what Tommy was just saying. My partner thought I was asleep, but I wasn't quite asleep yet, and he told me he loved me for the first time. And I said, I heard that. And I'm like, sorry.
Wow. So when you then woke up out of your deep slumber, was he shocked? Did he withdraw his love? What happened?
No, because we hadn't been dating for very long. And so he thought I was asleep. So he wanted to tell me that he loved me. And he goes, now I've said it. And I'm like, yep, cool. I love you too. And that was it.
I thought you were about to say, yep, cool. And I was like, ouch.
No. Yep, cool. And I'm back to bed.
Oh, see, that's sweet. That's nice. Unlike the other scenario.
Tamara, have you ever talked to someone when they're in there, like, asleep?
Yes, because he talks in his sleep all the time. So I actually have conversations with him and I crack myself up laughing and then tell him the next morning and he has no clue. He's like, stop doing that.
It's like playing with him.
Has he ever revealed any secrets?
No. He just talks, he yells at, I think he's dreaming about work because he yells at the boys at work and I'm like, yeah, right, okay.
Thanks, Tamara. We got Steve from Chester Hill. Steve, what have you told someone in their sleep?
Okay, so our son was 6 months old and I told the missus she was in bed and I let her know, look, I'm going to the pub next week with some friends. Yeah, so believe it or not, come next week on the Friday, I said, just reminding you, I'm going out to the pub tonight with some friends. And she said, what? I said, yeah, I told you last week. She thought about it for a second, and then she said, you know what, I do recall you saying something. You let me go.
See, this is brilliant.
Okay, hold on. Just go back to the beginning. Did you choose to tell her because you knew she was asleep? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. She wouldn't let me go.
Steve, firstly, you're a genius. Have you used it since?
Look, I didn't want to push my luck. She was with our child got a bit better after that, so she kind of let me out of the house a bit more often. I just want to, you know, do right by her and get her permission, and I think I did.
Get her sleep permission.
I just want to do right for her, speaking to her in her sleep.
Let's end
that
with
is
Mitch.
Awesome.
Mitch, when did you tell someone something in this while they were sleeping?
Wasn't me. It was my missus come home from work one Thursday night and I was asleep and she come into the room and told me she was pregnant.
What?
Whoa.
But, yep. And then I half come to it and I was like, oh, yeah, right. Okay. No worries.
Wow.
Is that all you gave her?
Well, I didn't know what to say.
Something's good.
No worries. I mean, I can think of some other things.
Yeah. Did it turn out to just be a dream or have you actually got a child?
No, I've actually got a kid. He's 2 and a half now.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Just never sleep again, Mitch, or it'll happen again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. We were just talking about stuff going down while people sleep.
Yeah.
I've got the best story for you in my bits today.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene for you, right?
Talk to me.
A man and a woman, husband and wife, are on a flight together, Qatar flight to Bali. Yep. Getting set to go have a great holiday together, right?
From Australia. Or from Qatar? Maybe, Air Qatar?
How about you don't ask the questions, I just tell you what I know.
I'll take in the information.
I don't actually know where they were from.
Air Qatar jokes that I was going to do, that's fine. No, go on.
Okay, so they're sitting there, right? Yes. He falls asleep. She's been thinking for a while that he's cheating on her. She gets his finger while he's asleep to unlock his phone via the finger sensor thing on the iPhone and discovers that he's seeing somebody else. She has a few drinks. She loses her.
Oh, she waits. She drinks up.
Yep. They get into a massive.
She gets a full tank.
Gets into a massive tiz, and the airline is forced to make an emergency landing to sort the situation out.
Do you know what? This is controversial. She's an idiot.
What do you mean?
Because sure, he shouldn't be cheating on her, but if you suspect your partner's cheating,
don't go on holiday.
Don't get on the plane. Find out before you get on the plane. And don't go away. That whole plane full of people have to go somewhere else for something that they should have sorted out beforehand. Oh, gosh.
But it is interesting if you get home and go, what happened? Why was there an emergency landing? Well.
Yep. So what do we take from this? Don't use fingerprint technology. No. Always have a PIN number and don't.
And if you're cheating, have like a 45 long PIN number.
Yes.
So that your wife could never get into.
You know, with the facial recognition, your eyes have got to be open now. Imagine if she was trying to unlock his phone, lifting up his eyelids. To try and get into his phone.
Okay, if you're driving around right now, this is a bit of a public service announcement for you. I read some information today, and I'm not going to read what our gorgeous producer, Caitlin, has written for me
what
to read because I think she's not having a great day because the opening line of the story, this is what it says. This one is a very important because the majority of people that are listening write this bit will affect.
Great. We've been we,
her hand is on her head.
We've been outsourcing to India again, haven't we? We're saving money on wages.
Okay, the story is actually that new stats have been released showing that Wednesdays are the most dangerous weekday to drive on New South Wales roads. Road fatalities are up 75% compared with last time, and they say that fatalities
compared to what? Last year.
And they say that fatalities on Wednesdays have been increasing over time, and they're trying to encourage people. They don't know why it's happening. They don't know what it is about Wednesdays as to why it's happening, but they're trying to say to people, just take a moment to think about that and think about how you're driving today.
Is it just that there's more people on the road on Wednesdays?
Why would there be as opposed to a Monday?
Because often you start by going, the week by going, I'm riding, I'm healthy, I'm going to do that. And then by the middle of the week, you're like, bugger it. And by Friday, you've got
to
drink.
Or maybe it's by Wednesday, there's all the tension of work and home and life and
that could be it.
Distractions. Anyway, they've also said Saturday is still the most dangerous day of the week to be on the road. So when you're in the car, think about that and drive safely.
I've got to just question this stat. Road fatalities are up 75% compared with last year. On the whole year.
You know how I said with that first story, don't ask questions?
Sorry.
Buzz, I will find that out for you and I'll let you know.
Can you put a call through to Mumbai and actually get the whole numbers here?
Anyway, drive safe is what I wanted people to do. Okay. Finally, when was the last time you went to a restaurant and you got there and the queue was so long? You were like, oh, I wish I'd known it was going to be this long before I bothered to drive all the way here, park and go line up.
Yeah.
Google has this new feature that, you know how sometimes when you're going to look at a shop or something and you Google it, it can tell you when it's open, when it's closed. It's got its little graph.
Yes.
It's now got this service where you put in the name of a restaurant and it tells you the wait time to get into that restaurant.
Isn't that good?
Isn't it?
Does it just rely on other users using it? Because there was a similar thing with McFlurry's that they're trialling it overseas at the moment. So if the McFlurry machine is broken, you get on the Macca's app and it tells you don't bother going down the store, the McFlurry machine's broken.
Yeah, right.
But it's only based on other people logging in and saying it's broken. So if you're the first one there, if you're the first person to get there and go, oh, the queue's 2 hours, you're the first one to register. Do you know the...
Once again, no questions.
This is... Welcome back to Almost News.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For the final time...
Taylor Swift's Reputation is out November 10.
Are you ready for it?
Hey. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now because she's dead.
Look what you just made me do.
Hi. Hey, this is Taylor Swift. We're going to have some fun.
Taylor Swift's Reputation celebration in New York City. It wraps up
today. Can I just clarify something? You did say leading into that, and now it's time for Carrie and Tommy for the final time.
Oh, yeah, no, you guys are
I was
still
unsure
here.
Of whether something had happened during contract talks that I wasn't aware of.
Not but we're still here. Us. Hey, if this is the first time you've tuned in, basically for a week we've been running a competition where we get one person on the line, we ask them a Taylor Swift question. If they get it right, they get to stay through to the next round. Yep. If they get it wrong, the other person goes automatically through.
Without even needing to answer the question.
We've only asked one person questions.
Because she keeps rolling through. Absolute champion.
Selena.
Hello.
Selena, you've answered every question right. Even one of the ones that we got wrong on our sheet, you got right. And if you get this one right, you are heading with a friend to New York, 3 nights accommodation, everything thrown in, an amazing, exclusive, fan-only Taylor Swift experience.
Oh. Who are you going to take?
Well, I was going to say the reason it's cruel, though, is if you get it wrong, we send a complete random... through who hasn't had to answer one
single
question
Taylor
correctly.
Swift question.
I know. That's what makes me like super more nervous for today.
That's why it's a good competition.
To answer Carrie's question, my mother has like basically threatened to disown me.
If she's threatened to disown you if you don't take it, what happens if you get this wrong? Is she going to stop loving you?
She'll just be like really sad. And like, I don't know if she'll be disappointed, but she'll be sad. But she's been to like every Taylor Swift concert with me, so I feel like to make it up.
How old are you, Selena?
I'm 21.
Selena, is your mum's name Elizabeth?
Yes, her name is Elizabeth.
Because I have a lady named Elizabeth on the phone. I'm putting two together. is this Selena's mum, Elizabeth?
It is, yes.
Firstly, your daughter's an absolute ripper and she's been nailing this all week.
Also, you must be the coolest mum ever that you've been going along to Taylor Swift concerts for the last 5 years. Good on you.
Yeah, she's awesome. I'm going to cry, basically.
Oh, my God.
As long as you don't swear if she gets it wrong.
She's been so good, Selena. I just want Selena and Elizabeth to go have a fun time in New York.
I think everybody does, but there is an X factor involved.
I know.
The X factor is the other person, Lauren. Hello.
Hello.
Lauren, I know this is a tough position for you because we've just said we all want Selena to win. But the great news is for you, you have to do nothing, and if Selena gets this question wrong, you are going through. Would you consider, if you win, taking Selena and her mum in your hand luggage?
Oh, my God, that's a tough decision. She's done so well so far.
Lauren, who will you take if you win?
My best friend, Chantal.
Okay.
That promise for taking Selena was short-lived.
All right, I can't handle this anymore. Can we just do it? I feel like we need to do it. I'm now anxious and I'm not the one going to New York.
Lauren's on hold. Elizabeth, Selena's mum, is on hold. Selena, it is just you. Listen to Carrie's question, get it right, and we all go nuts. If you get it wrong, I think I'm going to join your mum and I might have a cry.
All right. How many million followers does Taylor Swift currently have on Instagram?
104.
Selena.
Oh, we sound like we're at a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, my God.
Selena, you're going to New York.
Oh, I love making people happy.
We've still got your mum, Liz, here. Mum, can Selena stay in the family?
Yes, she can, definitely.
Oh, how much fun are you two going to have?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's awesome. We're all screaming here and it's amazing. I'm so proud of her. She's done so well.
She's done so well. And sometimes it's nice when things go the way they should. Lauren sounded lovely.
Yes.
But when Selena's been so great the whole time.
She deserved to win.
It's nice to see. Selena, bloody good on you, mate. Oh,
well, have a great trip, ladies. We want to hear all about it, okay?
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
It's all in celebration of Taylor Swift's Reputation out November 10. How good is that?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Should we do this?
Yes.
You're so dumb.
I'm so dumb. I thought fajitas was pronounced fajitas.
I thought the term prima donna referred to everything before Madonna was famous.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Fajitas. We haven't done this in so long. I've missed it.
Fajitas and Hermione. I think because it's been a while, I think we've got a full board.
Oh,
because
great.
I know I've got one about me. I've also got one about you, which, to be honest, I don't fully understand.
Oh, what?
And I believe you have one about someone else.
Do I?
Don't you?
Do I?
Have I been stitched up yet? Do you want to start with my one?
You start with yours.
We were talking about footy the other day, and I was with my mate, and we were talking about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his favourite player, and I said, when did he get induced into the Hall of Fame? He said, sorry? And I said, when did he get induced into the Hall of Fame? And he goes, what do you mean, mate? And I'm like, in? Like, when did he get into the Hall of Fame? He goes, what did you just say? I said, when did he get induced into the Hall of Fame? And he said, you know that's not the word. And I said, what is
the Hall of Fame or the induced bit?
No, induced. And he goes, that is how you bring a baby along.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. That is much
You don't
closer.
Make mistakes like that very often. Wow. You're a very smart man.
Oh, what is this?
What?
How smart are you?
I don't know quite how to take a compliment. Are you being serious? Are you taking the piss?
No, I'm being serious.
What have I done?
Nothing. You are a smart man. You don't often say dumb things.
What's happening here?
I don't know. It's gone weird. I was just paying you a compliment,
is
mate.
Is paint about to fall from me and I'm about to get slimed?
No.
Okay. Yeah, what
it's
your
so
one?
Weird at the moment.
Well, that no, I'm having a weird
I've
word.
Got I've got one. I remembered now the one I was going to bring. Caitlin's friend, our producer, who thought, you know, when you go to a fancy restaurant and they have a sous chef?
A sous chef, yeah. Yes.
Her friend thought there was a soup chef. That certain restaurants did really cool soup. They had soup chefs.
That's great.
Yeah.
And if you went to a great soup restaurant, and they'd be like, that's my soup chef. And you're like, aren't you all soup chefs?
I'm intrigued what mine is, though. I mean, I say dumb things all the time.
So yours got sent to me.
Oh, gosh. Is this Chris sending you things again,
of course
or Ollie?
It is. Of course it is.
Oh, here we go.
But I've got to admit, I had to play along like
I
got
it. Can I read it first in case it's something that I don't want you talking
about? No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Carrie thought the O they put in Christmas hymns was pronounced oi.
So I was singing.
But I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
come
really
all
know
ye faithful. And I was like, oi.
Oi.
Oi. Oi. Oi, come all ye faithful.
I think this has been, I've been let down by my lack of Christmas hymn knowledge.
I actually don't think that was the example. I know it's oi, come all ye faithful. There was something and I said oi and he said it's not oi, it's oh. And I was like, oh.
But is it oh? Like is in oh something's wrong or is it oh?
I don't know.
I can't remember the song we were singing. Why aren't we singing Christmas? Oh, because we're practicing for Ollie's Christmas play. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, anyway.
But you're giving it a bit of oi.
Oi. Because that's what they
Noel.
Did back in the manger. Oi, Mary, get your ass over here.
Oi, Mary, you've left your bloody manger line round again. Give us a call 131060. How dumb are you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060.
You're so dumb.
I'm so dumb. I thought fajitas was pronounced fajitas.
I thought the term prima donna referred to everything before Madonna was famous.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
I love this. I love
so
it a lot.
So do I. Let's get straight to it. Let's do it. Ben, how dumb are you, mate?
Carrie, Tommy, how you guys doing?
Good.
Living the dream, bro.
A guy I work with pronounces ensuite as ensuite.
Oh. Ensuite.
How often is he using that in the workplace?
Quite often because we work with bathrooms.
Oh, no. Wow. So he's talking to customers and asking what they want in their ensuite.
And he's got no idea.
Oh, God.
So if he's had a big night, you're not sure if he's pissed just off the bedroom or in his suit. Is that? Hey, Ben, you might be able to help us because there's one we always, well, we don't argue about here, but I've never been sure about it. Sonda, how do you say the seat, the, because I called it what? A chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge.
How do you say that, Ben?
Chaise lounge.
Yeah.
Mate, well, chaise lounge. He works with bathrooms. He doesn't work with lounge rooms.
No, I'm taking you as an across-the-board genius. Thank you, Ben. We are both correct.
Jess, how dumb are you, babe?
You there, Jess?
Oh, no, Ali. Are you Jess? There, Ali? Oh. Jess, Ali. Anyone? Oh. How dumb are you all?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Hi, Ali. How dumb are you?
I'm not. A friend of mine actually used to think that the desert sun was a different sun.
Oh, that's great. So when people go, geez, the desert sun's hot, they go, oh, lucky we don't have that in the city.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Ali. I love it.
Jess, we got your back. Jess, how dumb are you,
is it,
babe?
Is it
hey,
Jesse?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, it's right. Jesse. Whatever. I call him Jess, mate.
What? How dumb are you? You're missing the E on the end of the...
Nah, Jesse. Jess is short for Jesse.
Jess, does anybody call you Jess?
Look, either, I'm fine.
See? Good.
I went to Guzman and Gomez, the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I was looking at the menu and I literally asked the woman for a Godzilla and apparently it's quesadillas.
Godzilla.
My mate looked at me when I asked her and just went, what are you talking about, mate?
Yeah. Do you know I recently discovered that, you know, the champagne, the Moët champagne, it's actually Moët.
No,
and so
it's
then
not.
The next time I went to a restaurant, I was with this friend's, was her birthday, 30th, and I said, oh, we should get a bottle of Moët. And the guy looked at me and I'm like, no, but I'm saying it right. And he goes, it's Moët. And I'm like, no, but it's actually Moët. And then I realised now by saying it right, because it's known as Moët, everyone's going to think when I say Moët that you're an absolute
idiot. You just
idiot.
Up yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Moët is
moral of the story, Yellow Glen. That's what the moral of that story is. Don't order Moët or Moët.
Or just Bubbles.
Or Moët.
I love Bubbles.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we've got time for...
Is that it? We're done?
Yep.
Dusted.
We're done.
Oh, God.
Dusted. I'm going to go have a glass of Moët.
Are you having a Moët? Okay, well, I'll sit on my chaise lounge and watch it.
Hamish and Andy, RN next. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on radio app or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.